Finally, summertime is concert season, and one musician touring the U.S. right now is a gender-bending Japanese rocker, or J-rocker, called Miyavi. From Los Angeles, Elizabeth Siegel has this profile.
My name's Miyavi. I'm from Tokyo.
And this is his mission.
To rock the hell out of people in America.
Miyavi, who like Bono has adopted just one name for the stage, is a Japanese rocker in the home stretch of his Neo Tokyo Samurai Black World Tour, his second world tour in 2 years. It's taken him to 15 American cities this summer. J-rocker Miyavi has been on the scene in Japan for about 10 years. He's known there for his musical versatility.
Hi, my name's Miyavi.
His looks are sort of punk meets glam rock and include black nail polish, a shaved head and a ponytail, and numerous tattoos. He and other musicians play a subgenre of J-rock called Visual K, or VK. The music can be the same, but VK is a Japanese performance style that pushes the envelope on creative dress. Miyavi says he likes to mix up his styles of dress when he's on stage.
I'm just, you know, doing a chomage, you know, Japanese traditional samurai style. I will wear some black suit with the kimono texture.
In this video called Itoshi Hito, or Loved One, Miyavi sports dyed blonde curls and a flowing white gown as he reclines on a bed of rose petals in a cave, pining for his lost love.
Itoshi, itoshi.
Rina Akamine is a member of Ecstasy, a J-rock cover band based in Los Angeles.
I actually grew up in Japan, so I was kind of used to people, guys, that sort of look feminine, and they become popular.
And gender bending actually seems to be part of the appeal here in America. Nikki Sniper is Rina's bandmate.
At first, I wasn't sure. I thought, you know, what most Americans would think, oh, it means they're gay or something like that. But then I realized it's just individuality in the way you choose to express yourself. And beauty is beauty.
Angela Beatty from Mount Royal University in Calgary, Alberta, is studying the different global interpretations of J-rock. She believes its radical, anti-conformist style may have been fueled by a sense that conformity had failed Japan.
You went to school and you got a job for life. And when the economy collapsed, all of that certainty got thrown out the window. That desire to invest in something that's very conformist lessens considerably when there are no guarantees that you are going to be rewarded for your conformity.
American fans, like Lauren Tang, are really embracing VK thanks to J-Rock's explosion on the web in recent years and in televised anime films.
I love Miyavi. He's like so individual. He promotes individualism in a really positive way. He says, this is Visual K, this is who I am, and I'm not afraid to show it.
And that's just the point. The music varies from upbeat to dark and intense. But Visual K is more about the theatrics, creating a larger-than-life emotional musical experience. Miyavi continues his U.S. tour through Sunday and will return home to acclaim and 12 more Japanese dates. For The World, I'm Elizabeth Siegel.
That's our program today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Have a great weekend.